Our scripture reading today, Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Mark 10, 17, 27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Isaiah 30, 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest in your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
Today I'm talking from the topic, do we trust God? Do we really trust him? What do you think in your life? Do you think you trust him? Well, on my trip, you know how I am, wherever I'm at, I try to find a sermon out of it. And so while we were on our trip, we had a wonderful time, and we were able to kind of disconnect from everything. And then we got a phone call from back home, and it got us all in kind of a bit of a disarray. We were all a little nervous and shaky, and I kept hearing the general minister of the Disciples of Christ. Her name is Reverend Terry Horde, I think it is, Owens. And she always says, "Are we the church that we say we are?" She said, "Let's be the church we say we are." And so we were all kind of frantic, like, okay, we don't know. There's not much we can do from here to handle this situation. And so that kept coming to me. Do we trust God like we say we do? Do we really trust him? Do we believe that we're here in Las Vegas and there in Georgia and we don't know what to do? Do we trust that he does? He knows what to do. So I said, let's pray. Let's pray right now, because there's nothing we can do here for this situation to handle it, to work it out. We can't, but we know that God can. Do we trust him? Yes, we do. We prayed, and it was so funny. Before I could almost say amen to the end of the prayer, the phone was ringing with the answer. We had to just step up and say, we trust you, God. We do trust you. I do trust you. If that's my question, do we really trust him? Are we doing what we say we do? Are we really walking in trust when he says, trust me? So that's my question for you all today. So while I'm talking, I want you to kind of give that some thought. Do I really trust him with everything? That's a part that's coming up. Do I trust him with some things and not everything? Do I know that he can handle everything and that he's concerned with everything? Or do I say, no, I'm going to hold this part back because I can do this myself. I can work this out, knowing that we can't. But we think we can, don't we? We think we can. We don't want to give up that control to truly trust God to handle every situation in our life. And we go through some things. And, we, you know, you look on TV and there's chaos everywhere. And I get a little nervous. And I'm like, well, no, God, You said you would take care of us. You told me you wouldn't leave me, you wouldn't forsake me. So no matter what it looks like, I trust you. I'm going to have to trust you. Even when it's hard, because it's really hard sometimes when you can't see the answer and you don't know the answer. It's really difficult to trust him. It's hard because we're human. We're human. We're now, if I was Jesus, I'd be, yes, I know God. He's my father. I can, you know, I've seen him. I know him. But here as humans, we know God, but sometimes circumstance makes it difficult. So we have to just keep, do I really trust you? Go back to that question. I trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with this situation. I'm going to put it in your hands. I'm going to walk away, and I'm not going to take it back. Because isn't it easy to take it back? Like, okay, God, I give you all my kids. And then a few minutes later, okay, kids, you got to do, you know. But no, God, I give you my family and I trust you. So that's our question today. Do we really trust him? Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, it says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. I want to be like that tree. that's planted by the wind. I want to be like that, where my trust is just no matter what comes, winter comes, summer comes, floods come, but his roots are grounded in God. Don't we want to do that? I want to be grounded in him, rooted in God, knowing that no matter what season comes my way, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what situation comes, I want to be rooted and grounded in him and know I can trust him, that I can put my trust in him. You know, we can't always put our trust in each other. We try, you know, I try to be there, but maybe something might happen and I can't be there for you, but God can always be there for you. We have to put our trust in him and leave our trust in him. So do you really trust him? Do you really trust him with everything? Do you know that he's not going to leave you? Do you know he's going to work out that situation for you? Do you know you can put your children in God's hands and he will take care of them? I am an example. Now, this wasn't even in my sermon, but it just popped into my head because I had one son and he was a handful. For me and my mom, we went through a lot with him, but we had to put him into God's hands and trust that God would work it out. And now it's some 20 years later. He's almost about to turn 37, and he's like the best son ever. But when he was 17 and 16 and 14, I wouldn't have known. But we had to put our trust in God that God would work it out. And he had to go through his lessons, but the Lord is on his life. But we had to give him to God because there was nothing. He was driving us nuts. My mom and I, oh my God, we couldn't control him. He was a teenager trying to do teenager things. But we had to put him into God's hands. And that's what we have to do with a lot of our situations that we go through. Sometimes it's a health situation. You know, you're going through a health issue and you just don't quite have the answer. And the doctors aren't quite telling you either exactly what you need to know. But you got to put it in God's hands. You have to know that God's going to work it out for you. And whatever he does is good. And so you have to, it gives you such peace when you can actually just kind of release and allow God to have his way. Allow him to do it. It gives you peace. You can rest in him. Root it like the tree. Root it next to the water. He's meeting all your needs. He's fulfilling. That's what happens to a tree next to the water. That water is feeding it all the nutrients, everything it needs. It's rooted in there. And that's what we have to be in God, knowing that no matter what our situation looks like, no matter what's going on, no matter how stressful, how distressing it is, God's got us and he's working it out. We just need to put our trust in him. Do you trust God? Do you trust him with everything? I didn't write that as the title, but that's really my point, because I know we all trust him, but do we trust him with everything? Do we trust him with everything? That made me think of this story that I'm going to read to you guys. It's a little long, but it's from Mark 10, 17 to 27. And it's about the rich ruler. And if you know that story, he's a young man and he wants to follow, but he has a hard time giving up everything to God, to truly trust that if I give up all of my riches, you're going to take care of me. He didn't. But let's read the story. Mark 10, 17 through 27. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at the word, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." So when I looked at this story, there's so many lessons you can get out of this story. But how I was looking at it over the last few days is that he had all this money. He actually did everything. He said, I don't commit murders. I don't commit adultery. I do all of those things Jesus said. He said, I've done all of that since I was a little boy. But he couldn't trust him all the way to give up all of his money, give it to the poor, and to follow him. He couldn't do it. He couldn't give him all of his trust. He couldn't lose that control, that security that would come with having all of this wealth, you know. And so I looked at it like from my point of view or from our point of view. His was wealth and he didn't want to give up his wealth. But sometimes we do everything. We serve the poor. We help in the community. We don't commit adultery or murder or, you know, those things that he mentioned. We do all of those things. But there's something that we have a hard time just turning over to God and trusting that he'll work it out for us. There's something in our lives that we struggle with. I can't quite. Like I said, it could be your children. It could be your spouse. It could be your grandchildren. That's a whole nother story. You know, when you think, oh, my kids are all gone. No more worries. Nope, here come the grandchildren with a whole nother bucket of worries that we have. But you can't turn them. You have a hard time letting that go. Letting that, just trusting God that he will take care of it for you. Just trusting him that, God, I release this to you. I release it. Just like the young man, he said, but he just couldn't do it. He walked away sad. He couldn't release everything to God and give him control and trust him that no matter what the situation, even if I let go of everything, all of my worldly goods, and that's in his case, God's going to take care of me. You have to trust him. And so that's my story to you today. To think about and take stock in your life. And is there something that I'm not trusting God with? Is there something that I just can't seem to truly let go and let him do it? Let go and let God have it. Is there something that you're wrestling with? Something that you would like to see God? You would love to trust God, but you're a little afraid to. I want to encourage you today to just start taking stock of that. I want to encourage you to start putting it before God every day. Say, God, I really want to give this to you, but please help me. Please help me to be able to release this. Help me to be able to release my children to you. Help me to be able to release my finances, my home, my family. Help me to be able to release that to you and trust you that you've got it. You're going to take care of it. Because he's saying, I can do it. Come on, I can do it. I'm God. I can handle this for you. Just release it to me. Just release it to me. So begin to take stock of that on this week. What is something that you need to release to God? Something that stresses, that worries you, something that bothers you, and he can handle it, but you're having a hard time just letting it go. Sickness, because there's no, he's the healer. You know, we can do all that we can do, and yet he's the healer. So we have to release it to him, to release those things to him. So I want to encourage you today. I have one last scripture that I want to read, but I just want to encourage you to start thinking about it. Do you trust God? When you're going through something, do you really trust him? With everything, not just trust him. Because like I said, I believe we all trust him. But do you trust him with everything? Everything that bothers you, everything that weighs you down, those things that you don't tell anyone else about, but he knows. Do you trust him with that? Last scripture is Isaiah 30 and 15. It says, this is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. He's telling us our salvation and our rest. As in repentance and rest is in salvation. But our trust is where our strength lies. Our strength is in our trust of him. And he's saying, we won't have any of it. That's because we're not giving it all to him. Giving it all, every issue that you face, everything that you're going through, lay it on the altar before the Lord and trust him to take it. So you guys know how much I love to do activities. So I just want you, this is just when you sit in your seat. It's when we're going to do here. I want you to imagine, take that thing that worries you, that's stressing you, get it in your mind. That thing you really do want to lay at the altar before him, but you're just having a little bit of a hard time letting it go. I want you to get it in your mind and imagine you're right here at the altar, and this altar is God, and you're taking that thing and laying it there before him. Whatever it may be, sickness, your children, your grandchildren, your finances, your home, your spouse, lay it. Imagine laying it at the altar, releasing it. God, I trust you. I'm laying it here before you. I trust you. And let it go. Let it go and leave it there. And don't come back for it. Lay it there and leave it there. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship together. We thank you, Lord, that truly, as we lay those things at the altar, as we're doing it as a symbol, God, you are acknowledging it and you're taking it. I can see you picking them up. I got this for you. I got this for you, sweetheart. I got this for you, honey. I got this for you. I'm taking care of it for you. We thank you for it, God. We thank you that you are working out those situations. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you. Not any problem that we've laid on the altar this morning is too hard for you. We thank you, God. We thank you and give you praise. We give you honor and glory, God, because you have us, God, right in the palm of your hand. You love us. You love us more than we could ever even love ourselves. And so we thank you, God, that you're not a God that you would lie. You promised you would take care of us. You promised, God, that you would take care of us and you would meet us at our point of need. And we thank you. We thank you today, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because you're so worthy and you're so wonderful. We thank you that you allow us, God, into your presence. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You're such an amazing God. Lord, we pray for our prayer list again, God. Each person by person, face by face, God, issue by issue, meet them today at that need. And we give you all of the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.